Hello, 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 everybody. How are you doing? How are you doing here today? Pastor Mackenzie Cambese with Progress on Purpose. Thank God it's Friday. And I know you are getting ready for the weekend worship. And wherever you are in the world, we just want you to progress on purpose as we look into the future with hope, excitement, as we know that greater things are on the horizon. Greater things are on the horizon. Come on, my friends. Just want to get into it and talk about these things. And I just encourage you to share with someone, share with those who are your friends on your page. Share this page as we get into it, Progress on Purpose. So excited that we're going to talk about something today very, very powerful. I won't be long, but I just want you to understand it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's a good word. I was talking to one of my friends this morning, one of my friends in my inner circle, in my wiener circles. As we were discussing opportunities coming in, and my friend was struggling with making a decision, making a very powerful decision that the Lord has provided for them. And so as we were talking, the Lord just dropped this on my heart. And so I just want to share it with us. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom, please. Amen. Progress on purpose. I want to share with you two, three principles that will help us on this. I want to speak on, can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? I want to talk about that because for many of us, our problem really is not lack. For the majority of us, our problem is being blessed. Being blessed, it's one thing to have the idea of wanting to be blessed, and it's another thing when you get blessed. Can you stand to be blessed? You know, I've learned in my life, and even looking at this friend of mine, that some blessings, when you don't have them, when you don't have the blessing, it's easy to chase after the blessing. But when God has blessed you, many of us, we have what I call false starts when God has blessed us. And so I want to look into this thing and share with you a few principles that will help us out as to how can I stand to be blessed. And I want you to understand, I know in 2022, God is going to bless you. God is going to tell you things that he wants you to do. God is going to cause you to go in some directions where God has your blessing already waiting for you. And the question is, will you be able to stand to be blessed? Now, watch this. I'll take these principles from Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1 to verse 4. You know, this good stuff. It reads this way. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, get from your family and from your father's house and go to a land that I will show you. That's verse 1. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Verse 3, I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Did you get that? God was speaking to Abraham, and God told him, listen, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I'll show you, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to multiply you into a nation, and I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to make your name great. You don't have to do nothing. I'm going to do this. I'm the one to make your name great. I'm the one to make you into a nation, and I'm the one to bless you. And then I'm going to bless those who partner with you on the way of you being blessed. And God says, those haters who hate on you and curse on you, I'm going to curse them. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. You got that? But here's verse 1. It says, now the Lord had said to Abram. So God spoke to Abram before he was Abraham. Listen to me. I'm going to take this somewhere. Can you stand to be blessed? God spoke to Abram. And then in verse 4, it says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. There's a comma there. I like that. It means pause a little bit. And then it goes on to say, and Lot went with him. Did you get it? God spoke to Abraham, told him what to do, where, who to leave behind, leave your country, leave your family, leave your family, your father's house, go to a place where you are not known. I will show you. I'm the one to do the showing, and I'm going to bless you in that country. I'm going to make you a nation, and I'm going to make your name great, and I'm going to bless anybody who blesses you, and I'm going to deal with everybody who wants to deal with you. And then verse 4 says, Abraham obeyed God, and he departed as the Lord had spoken, and had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. I want to talk to you in 2022 that there are some revelations that God is going to give to you that are for you. The number one thing that I noticed, this was for Abram. If you read the whole story of Abraham, even when he becomes Abraham, when he goes to Sodom and Gomorrah and all these other places to pray for people and all that kind of, if Abraham had simply followed God's move, he would have never gotten into an unnecessary war, which was started by Lot. And even his prayer for Sodom and Gomorrah, a place where he was not, but he was connected to, because he got someone to join on a revelation that God had given to him and him alone. So I want to talk to someone who's listening to me in 2022. Be careful of the people that you bring along with you. Be careful of the people that you bring along with you on the revelation that God has given you for this year. Some of us, we've got, you know, it's an amazing thing. The very first thing, before you become what God wants you to be, you must actually give up certain things. There are some things you need to give up. There's some things you need to get away from. You know, God says to Abraham, get away from your country. God says, get out of your family. God says, move from the familiar, and I'm going to take you to the unknown. And it is in the unknown that I am going to make you great. I'm going to make you a nation, and I'm going to make sure your name is remembered everywhere, and the whole earth is going to be blessed because of you. But watch this. The Bible says he did what God told him to do, and Lot came with him. So I want to challenge you in 2022, be careful of people who want to just join on your journey. If God has given you a revelation, I have discovered it will only take God to make that revelation a reality. There are many Lots who want to come on with you. There are many people who want to go with you. They are the ones who get tired on the journey. They are the ones who cause trouble on the journey, because when the revelation was given to you, they were not there. So I want to challenge somebody who's listening to me here today. I won't be long, but I just wanted to understand, can you stand to be blessed? Can God bless you alone? Is it okay? You need to give yourself permission to be blessed by God, and it's okay if you're the only one blessed among your crew, among your team, among your family. God can bless you. God can choose you, and our problem is we want others to be part of the blessing when God spoke to you. If God needed them to come along, God has got power to bring those people along with them. So I want you to understand this. I remember talking to one friend of mine. I was invited to speak at this powerful assembly of men. And as I was preaching there, and teaching, and something happened, and people were just, the Spirit of the Lord came into the room, and God did what he always does, and people were blessed. And one thing that came in, so I was there after preaching, everybody just waiting, and out of nowhere, you know, people are waiting for me to pray, and then I called somebody to come in, and the person came in and just took it wherever they wanted to go. The person who had called me to speak spoke to me after the meeting, and he says, Pastor, you need to understand, next time, when you are invited anywhere, you need to understand the people, there were fights behind the closed doors. There are people who came to hear you. Don't try to bring someone along your presentation. You know, I sat down and I said, man, how can this guy say this? He said, because you need to understand, all these other people that you see might have been options, and you became the one that we chose to come in, and all these people around here came because your name was put in as the speaker. So don't introduce some sidebar people when you are the one with the platform. It dawned on me that, listen, I had to deal with myself to be able to give myself permission that God, sometimes he blesses you. God, sometimes he's calling you. He's not calling everybody else. He's not calling your crew. That's what he did with Abram. He says, you, get out of your country. You, get out of your family. You, come out of your father's name, and I will bless you. Because if you do what I'm telling you right now, every condition of God is backed up by the blessings and provisions of God. But you must be, give yourself permission to be able to stand to be blessed. It's okay for you to be the only one blessed in your circle and in your crew. It is okay, because it is Abraham brought in Lot. So I want to challenge you in 2022 not to bring along people who are not invited, who do not have a part in the movie. Because if they have no part in the movie and you invite them to come along, then you have to create a part for them in the movie. And I want you to understand, child of God, if God gives you a revelation, here it is. Learn to live according to the revelation you have received. All right? Learn to live according to the revelation that God has given you. You know, God sees everybody. God knows everybody. If God wanted all of them in the movie, God would have simply given you the name. So be careful as you want to go further. You want to be better in your walk with God. Get better financially. Get better physically. You know, if God has given you that revelation, be okay with you moving on with it. It matters because there are people who started doing gym and, you know, exercises, and then you start recruiting everybody to come along with you. And you know what I'm talking about. And before, 2 days later, you are no longer running. Why? Because the other person cannot come, and they've got their excuses become your excuse when the revelation started with you. So I want to challenge you out there. When I go back to school, if God has given you that revelation, can you stand to be blessed? All right, here it is. God is, you're getting married in 2022, and all of your girls are not married. All of your boys don't want to be, don't be embarrassed with a blessing which God has given to you. Give yourself permission to be okay with being blessed. Is that all right? Give yourself permission to be okay to be blessed. Because here it is, every blessing, or purpose rather, demands commitment. You know, you're not going to get where God wants you to go without commitment to it. And commitment means everybody ain't going with you. You see, a vision from God is like you going, you're going somewhere on a plane. You know, somebody may drive you to the airport. Your family can go with you to the airport, but they have a place where they end, and you must go through security and go to the other side alone. You may feel lonely. You may shed some tears. You may hug around. This is the concept you must have when God is blessing you. There are some people who are good enough to get you to the security point, and the security, because they don't have the ticket, you got the ticket. Abram, God said, let's go. And Abram started bringing Lot, and Lot caused trouble in his life. So I want to challenge you in 2022. Not everybody nice is supposed to be part of your crew. Not everybody nice is supposed to be your crew. No. Everybody's suggestion is not approval in 2022. Everybody's opinion is not an approval in 2022. The question is, what is the revelation that God has given to you? What has God said to you? You know, I'm looking in my life right now, trying to just change some things around, because I've noticed there are some people who have been in my life for 20 and 30 years in my life. And I'm just looking and wondering, who have I become with these people in my life? You know, I've got a lot of people in my life who call me when they need a preacher. They need a great preacher, so they're going to get Kambizi. But they don't know who I am. They don't know where I'm going. They don't know what's happening to me. They never even texted during COVID to ask, preacher, are you okay? But if they want a preacher, they're going to call on me. And now I've noticed, listen, not every invitation is an assignment. Write that thing down. Not every invitation is an assignment. I heard somebody say that, and it blew my mind. Not every invitation is an assignment. You can, here it is. When God speaks to you, he's speaking to you. God knows you. So Genesis 12:1 says, the Lord said to Abram, not to Lot. God said, get out from your country, family, father's house, to a land I'll show you. I will make you a great nation. I'll bless you. I'll make your name great. You shall be a blessing. That's God talking to Abram. And then I'll bless those who bless you. I'll fix those who fix you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And verse 4 says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Be careful, people who join your journey without your revelatory invitation for them to join. If they're not in the revelation, don't bring them in the revelation. Give yourself permission to be okay, to be blessed alone for the betterment of others. All right, so what you discover now, in order for this, can you stand to be blessed concept, one thing that I've noticed that is very important, purpose demands commitment. Okay? If God is going to give you a revelation, it's going to demand commitment. Every revelation of God will come with an assignment of something that you must do. In fact, here it is. Whenever God's revelation comes your way, it will always have a test. In other words, if you cannot be tested, you cannot be trusted. Now, that's the story of Adam and Eve. You know that in the garden, they failed the test, and now we're in trouble. Whenever God wants to do great in your life, he's going to test you. If you can be tested, you can be trusted. So in 2022, don't just have friends that you have never tested. You know, you can't trust anybody that you haven't tested. All right. Some of us have got so many people on our phones. You know, you got all your 5,000 people on the phone. And my question is, how many of these people even know where God is taking me? And how many of these people actually have when God has given you a vision, seriously, when God has given you a vision, I was listening to one guy today speak. He blew my mind. This guy took it to the next level because he made me start thinking about this revelation of God. There are so many people who are not where they're supposed to be because we brought the wrong crew with us on the journey. You brought people who complain too much, complain about the revelation, challenge the revelation, and before you know it, you lose everything. And listen, purpose demands commitment. So if you're going to stand to be blessed, you must learn that your loyalty to the revelation must be greater than your loyalty to the location. All right? Many of us do not move. Well, Pastor, I'm in England. England is not working. Oh, I'm in Africa. I'm in Australia. I'm in America. I'm in New York. It's not working. We are loyal to location more than we are local to the revelation. Because revelation, you need to understand, your revelation of God's revelation for you is not going to happen in any place. There's always a specific place for a specific revelation. That's what I've discovered. You read the Bible is full of people moving, on the transition and moving. When you look at it, the Bible tells people are being told by God to go somewhere. Why? Because where you go is where I'm going to do the work. You are not born to stay in the same place that you're in. You need to understand there's a geographical blessing in the move. Oh, I feel like preaching. Please help me out here. There's a geographical blessing in every revelation of God. When God wants to bless you, it's going to cause you to move. So don't be so loyal to location. I want you to understand, God never blesses location. God blesses habitation. I'll let that just simmer on you. God doesn't bless location. God blesses habitation. And there are many people who are struggling in one place. Instead of getting on a bus or getting on a plane or getting on a boat or getting on a bicycle and cycle to the next city and see what happens over there, people are loyal to locations where they've outlived. Don't stay where God has told you to move away from, because the blessing is not in the place that you are coming from. The blessing is always in the place where you're going. I feel like preaching out here. Please help me, Holy Ghost. Here it is. It matters. Your loyalty to the revelation must be greater than your loyalty to the location. Some of you are listening to me right now. You need, in 2022, get a passport if you don't have one. I mean, if God is telling you of a global revelation, how are you going to go to another country without a passport? Get a passport. Get a driver's license. Whatever you don't have, get it. Go back to school. Whatever it is that you need, get back and get it done. God is a revelation for your life. And like he gave it to Abraham, that revelation demanded that he had to let go of some things before he could embrace some things that God was going to give. And the Bible says, it wasn't enough for Abraham. He had to invite Lot on the journey. And Lot had a wife when you read that thing. And you know, we know more about Sister Lot, and yet Lot and his wife were not even part of the revelation. You know, even Jesus remembers Sister Lot. Remember Lot's wife. But when the revelation was given in chapter 12, it was spoken to Abraham. Be careful in 2022 of people who are going to leech on to the rep. There are some people who just want to be identified with your name. You know, I know this. I know this from experience. I have a lot of people who really, seriously, they are just addicted to my gift. They don't know anything about me. We don't talk about nothing, but all it is, man, we need a preacher. Hey, can we get you? In 2022, it has to be more than that, okay? Stand to be blessed. Give yourself permission to be blessed alone. Because some revelations are for you. God is going to tell you, like he told Noah, go build a boat. It was not a committee revelation. And the Bible actually says he showed him the boat and all the measurements of everything. And Noah had to build the boat. Some people can help you, but it's not their revelation. The revelation is for you. So give yourself permission to be blessed alone. It's okay for God to have a revelation with your name on it, without your mama's name, without your daddy's name, without your boyfriend's name. But this is God's revelation for you, my friend. You know this. We are saved as individuals, are we not? When Jesus comes again, we're going to enter New Jerusalem as individuals. We're not going to get in as families, as committees, and all this kind of stuff. At some point, you need to understand when God says, I know the plans I have for you. It's not plural. It's singular. It's for you. Abraham had to bring in Lot. Lot had to bring in Lot's wife. Come on, talk to me. And Lot went and stayed in Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham, the owner of the revelation, was living in tents, and yet Lot created more problems, more destructions, because Abraham could not stand to be blessed alone. In 2022, it's not selfish when God has given you a revelation that is your name on it, that you, my friend, be more loyal to the revelation than you are to the location where you are. Some of you need to move in 2022. You need to relocate. You won't be the first person to do it. Joseph had to relocate all the way to Egypt for him to be blessed. Jacob had to move to his uncle Laban for him to be blessed. The Bible is full of people. Moses had to relocate all the way to go and be blessed out there in the desert. And you need to understand, even Jesus Christ himself, he had to relocate from heaven and he came down to earth for him to become a blessing to all mankind. Relocation and movement matters to the revelation that God has for you. Don't be so loyal to location that you are missing out on what God wants you to be. Listen to what God told Abraham. I like this. God will always make you bigger than whatever you let go for him. God says, I will make you a great nation. God says, I will bless you if you move as I tell you to move. Watch this, and I'll make your name great. You don't have to make your name great. God is great at making names great. But it is, but you must be willing to stand to be blessed. Be willing to be said to be blessed. And the last thing that I want to share with us is this one. Be more loyal to the revelation than you are to people. Be more loyal to the revelation God gives you than you are to people. This is what even Jesus did. All right? Don't bring some lots with you. You remember Jesus was so loyal to the revelation than he was to people. Because you remember when Peter told Jesus, oh, you're not going to die. Jesus loved Peter so much, but he turned and looked at Peter and said, get thee behind me, who? Satan. All right? And Jesus was so loyal to the revelation that when the devil came in and tried to tell him, worship me, Jesus said, listen, you, get thee behind me, Satan. Even to the devil, Jesus was so loyal to his revelation that, listen, the last prayer was not my will, but thine be done. So in 2022, don't make the same mistakes you made in 2021, having some uninvited guests or inviting people on a journey that God showed you. It will be crazy to them. They will become a distraction to what God wants you to do. If it's going back to school, my friend, it's you going back to school. Don't start a group of people going back to school. Not everybody wants to go to school. All right. If it's becoming more spiritual, reading through the Bible, I know it matters. I know there are verses that tell us two are better than one. But you need to understand Genesis 12, verse 1, Pastor John, God gave Abraham a vision, a revelation for himself, and in verse 4 it says, Abraham brought Lot with him. Be careful who you bring along in 2022. Not everybody smiling at you is part of the vision. It matters for you to understand, you must be okay. You must learn to stand to be blessed. You can be blessed alone, and it's okay for the benefit of the world. All right? So be more loyal to the revelation than you are to location. Some of you may need to move places. You may need to change places. I had to move from one city, one state to where I am now. I'm in Minnesota. It's so cold up here, minus 16 degrees. And, you know, that's some serious stuff, minus 24 degrees Celsius, where some of you are in Africa enjoying your lives over there. It's cold, but listen, the revelation of God for my life needed me to leave where I was and come where I am, because the blessing of God is tied to this place in this season. So in 2022, don't be so loyal to location than you are to the revelation of God. Don't be so loyal to people than you are loyal to the revelation of God. Because you need to understand, when God gives you a revelation, everything else minus that revelation is a distraction. God told Abram. Abram knew this thing because I think he got it later on. Because you remember when God told him to go and sacrifice his son? Anybody remembers that? In Genesis 22, instead of him, God told him, don't tell your wife. All right? And when he went up there, he got to the mountain, when God showed him the mountain, I like this, that the Bible says he told all of his servants, stay here. Abraham had learned the lesson, you know, and him and his son went up the mountain, and he never told his son why they were going up the mountain. When they got up the mountain, that's when he had to tell the son, well, you know, I got to tie your hands, you know, you are the sacrifice, God himself will provide, but for now, you know, the revelation God gave me is that I must sacrifice you. So with time, you learn, Abraham learned that some revelations are yours and yours alone, and the world gets blessed when you can be trusted and tested to be trusted by God. And when you pass the test, all of us get blessed. In 2022, don't be scared about it. Don't bring everybody in. Don't bring everybody in. Don't bring everybody in. Don't bring everybody in. I mean, you listen, you need to bring people in based on approval of the revelation. If they're not in the revelation, I want you to understand your trouble who always come with those who are not in the movie. So when God says something in 2022, may you please stand to be blessed. God wants to bless you. And you must be willing to stand alone. Yeah. Some revelations and assignments, they are for you and you alone. Ask Jesus, he'll let you know. He hung on the cross all by himself. Yeah, there were two other thieves, but he had to die for himself. Yes, there was an African man who helped him to carry the cross, but the cross was his. You must get to a place, child of God, where you must learn to stand to be blessed. This is all over the Bible. The man at the pool of Bethesda, the Bible says there were so many people there, so many broken people at the pool of Bethesda, and yet Jesus came to this one brother, and this one brother, he was the one who was literally blessed on that Sabbath day, and it was okay for him to get up and keep it moving. And Jesus brings another idea that really, he says there were so many lepers. Have you ever read that story where Jesus says there were so many lepers in Syria, and only Naaman was the only one that was healed. There were so many widows. Jesus says this, and only one widow of Zarephath fared Elijah. So I want you to understand, child of God, you must give yourself permission in 2022 for you to stand and be blessed. All right? So don't sit there and talk about, well, I can't drive this car because what will people say? I can't get this home. And if God is the one blessing you, give yourself permission to be blessed in 2022. And let me tell you something. When you do, it will have a greater impact than when you try to bring along everybody in the blessing that is your name on it. All right, so it's Sister Alicia, my girl. Here it is. Stand and be blessed. You know, you need to, it will always, listen, divine revelation will always demand commitment. And many of us, we talk about it, but we really don't want to be committed to it. So it matters. It is very important for you to understand, child of God, that you must learn to live according to the revelation you have received. If God says it, learn to live by it. And I tell you what, there are no regrets when you follow God, because God knows what he's up to. Blessings on you, my friends, as you continue to live on purpose. Let's make progress in 2022. Let's do it. Let's make progress in 2022. Not everybody is supposed to be on your boat. Not everybody is supposed to be on your boat. You know what? Can I say this? Then I'll let you go. You know, people used to tell us, oh, we are all in the same boat. Now, we are not all in the same boat. We are all in the same storm. We are not all in the same boat. No, some people have got boats. Others are on yachts. Others are on logs. Whatever you are using in this river, we are all in the same storm. We are not all on the same boat. You need to understand, that's why God will call a specific man, a specific woman with a specific revelation. If you have a mentality of we are all in the same boat, you're going to discover, listen, God knows everybody. This is what he did to Peter. You know this, Pastor Ivan. Peter, Jesus says, follow me to Peter. And Peter looked around and he saw John. That's what the Bible says. And he says to John, what about him? And Jesus says, it's none of your business. Go read that text. Jesus told Peter, it's none of your business. Whatever I choose to do with him, you follow me. This is for you. Many of us who are wasting the revelations God has given us because we bring in people who are not part of that revelation. And when they come in, they're too opinionated and they have every suggestion. And when God is silent, I've learned in my life some revelations. God, listen, can you stand to be blessed? Give yourself permission in 2022 to be blessed. And be okay with being blessed. Be okay with being blessed. When I was young, grew up in Africa, and I'll finish on this thing. I'm just excited about this thing. Grew up in Africa, and I remember one time, you know, I got new shoes for school, and I had this new shoes for school, and my friends, I had four friends, and as we were going to school, my four friends had no shoes. And let me tell you what happened. What I did, my mother used to polish my shoes. They were so shiny. And, you know, she taught me how to dress. I really dress. It started when I was young. And my mama would shine these things up. And here's what I would do. My friends would come pick me up for us to go to school. And as we were going to school, what I would do was I would leave the house in the shoes. And when we got to the corner, I would take off my shoes because I felt bad being the only one with shoes when my other three friends didn't have shoes. And sometimes I felt bad that my shoes were shining too much because my mother shined it. And so what I would do, I would kick dust so that my shoes would be dusty like the shoes of my friends. And my friends, I'm grown now. When I was a little boy, I thought as a boy, but now I'm a man. I've learned that God will call men alone. Can you stand to be blessed? God will call women for them to stand alone. If you can stand alone, I'm telling you, you can depend on God. When God wants to bless you, he will remove your support system. Whenever your support system is taken away, you're about to get into greater. Ask Joseph, he will let you know, he removed my support system. Ask Moses, he will let you know, he removed my support system. Ask Jesus, he will let you know, he removed my support system. When there was no one else, love lifted me. When there was no one to lean on. If you ask David, he'll let you know, I ran from Saul. God removed my support system, and I started talking about the Lord is my light and my salvation. There are some songs that only come when you've learned to spend time with God, you and God. Can you stand to be blessed? Many of us pray about it, but we want it to be a group blessing. Some blessings are for you, and it will benefit the group. Don't bring a lot in 2022. Many lots of water. There are many people who know where they're going. In fact, they're in denial of God's revelation for their lives, and they just want a big name to latch on to. Don't become that. Don't become that. You know, I like watching Animal Kingdom, and I see buffaloes. I think some of you have seen buffaloes with some little birds on the horn. Have you ever seen a little bird just hanging on the buffalo? The buffalo is doing the walking and the bird is resting on the... In 2022, let go of lots. Don't invite the uninvited in the revelation God has given to you. All right, I'll come next week with something else. I just think, man, we bring a lot of people in. I mean, even Judas was not even invited. Can I go there? Judas was not called. He literally called himself. And he is the one who sold Jesus Christ. Be careful of people who just want to be part of it. In 2022, I'm telling you right now, in 2022, I'm looking at all of my relationships. I'm looking at all the people who are consistent in our relationship. And I'm looking at what I've become because of our relationship. I have known people for 20 years. We have never done anything good toward the revelation God has given me. But all they want is preach for me. No, I'm more than a preacher. There's more behind this preacher. I'm not just a preacher. Listen, I'm a businessman. I'm a leadership consultant. I'm a counselor. There's more to me than just preach. So in 2022, don't bring lots. Let God introduce you to people that will make you a great nation, that will make your name great, and that will bless you, because God already has people somewhere. Don't be loyal to location more than you are to the revelation. Don't be loyal to people more than you are to the revelation. For the blessing is in the revelation. It's not in the location. It's not with people. Be willing to move when God says move. Go get your passport, man. This pandemic is going to come to an end. God may send you somewhere. And if you don't have a passport, that's the only thing that's going to stop you to get on the plane. You need to be ready. Be prepared to go where God wants you to go, and be able to stand and be blessed alone. Some blessings are just for you. And the rest of us, we get blessed because you are blessed. Blessings on you. And I'm praying, Father, thank you so much for this moment. Thank you for my friends and the many who shall hear this message. I pray that, Lord, you may give us the courage to let go of the lots in our lives. A bad relationship, bad boyfriend, bad girlfriend, a bad job, and God, things that we are loyal to and that's not working because we don't know how to let go. And you are saying to us, let it all go so that you can move us to a place that only you can show us, and help us, God, not to have such an attachment that we mess up the vision and the revelation you have for our lives. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Progress on purpose, everybody. See you Monday. I think I'll be right here with something. Something is bubbling on the inside. This friend of mine got a good opportunity this morning, the one I was talking to, and the opportunity had more money. The opportunity had more opportunities within the opportunities, and my friend was struggling with accepting the blessing. And I told my friend, I'm going to talk to my friends on Facebook, because you're not the only one struggling with blessing. There are many of us who cannot stand alone to be blessed. My friend, some blessings are for you. See you later.